Hands Across the Sand is a movement that was born right here in Florida last year. It's made up of people, all walks of life, all parties. It's about protecting our coastal economy. It's about our oceans, our marine wildlife, our fishing industry. It started when we were concerned here in Florida about the threat in the Florida state legislature. Now we know that this threat is a little bigger than just one state. It's about all of the oceans of the world and what offshore drilling can do to us.
And the motto is no offshore drilling and clean energy now.
No to offshore drilling and yes to a clean energy future. It's something that we've been talking about since, well, Jimmy Carter. And we haven't really got very far. We haven't got very far in dealing with oil drilling accidents either. And we haven't got very far in America in moving to that clean energy future. Last year, the House of Representatives passed a really good bill. And the Senate is finally getting around to talking about a comprehensive climate and energy bill that we really need to move us away from oil, to move us beyond oil now to the clean energy future that will put so many Americans back to work.
Tell us about the first Hands Across the Sand event earlier this year.
This whole thing was dreamed up by a guy who's not an environmental organizer like me. He is a restaurant owner, Dave Roshkolb, up in Pensacola, where the tar balls are washing ashore now. And Dave just had the idea of everyone joining hands and making lines of people along the beaches. Back in February, we all wore black. And we did this at 100 beaches, 10,000 people came out in the state of Florida on February 13th. It was pretty cold, but people got out there anyway. And it's going to be pretty warm this Saturday. But you know, this is about our way of life. This is about going to the beach, eating seafood, and having a million people working in Florida in our coastal tourism industry, which is the number one way that we make money. And the beach businesses are all afraid of what's coming, what could come, what the impact could be here as it is there. They have supported the Tampa Bay Beaches Chamber of Commerce, and chambers of commerce all over the coast of Florida have supported moving away from dangerous, dirty oil to the clean energy future that will put people back to work and give them the time and the money that they need to enjoy the beach and our way of life here in Florida.
Give us an idea of the scale of Saturday's protest.
It's just growing like crazy. There are now 742 different events all over the world, 31 countries outside the United States, and here in Florida, almost 200 places. To find where you want to go, just go to the website, www.handsacrossthesand.com. Click on the map, and if you're anywhere in America, anywhere in the world, you can find a place that's pretty close to you. And just show up at 11 local time and be ready to join hands at noon.
Where are some of the beaches in Pinellas County and Sarasota, Manatee, that where there will be events?
In Sarasota, the big place is going to be Siesta Key. But really, pretty much all the beaches, anywhere you go to the beach, there's probably a Hands Across the Sand event. So I don't want to tell you to go to Treasure Island or St. Pete Beach or Gulfport or Clearwater Beach. If you want to go there, fine. But you can go to any of the beaches you want to go to. Look at the website. You'll see places, even places like downtown St. Pete and the Gandy Bridge, the beach over on the other side of the bridge. If you're in Tampa and don't want to drive so far all the way out to the beach, but boy, go out to the beach and enjoy the beach. Go out there and join hands and then go have lunch somewhere. You know, spend some money on the beach because that's how we make money. That's our way of life. Enjoy the Gulf of Mexico because it's really great. If you want to do more, pick a beach and then contact that coordinator. Their contact information's on the website. Tell them, hey, I'll get there early. I'll be there for sure by 11, maybe earlier, and I'll help you because we are going to be gathering the names of everybody that shows up worldwide on a petition to President Obama. And we need help, obviously, in getting everyone to sign up. And here in Pinellas County, we're going to be giving out stickers that say, let's move beyond oil to everyone. The reason that we need to have clean energy legislation pass, the comprehensive climate and energy bill that is being talked about, is that we need that level playing field. We can put 100,000 people to work in the state of Florida. There's a lot of talk about, oh, we should continue to drill because we need those jobs. If you just forget for a second about the environmental impact of oil drilling versus a windmill or a solar panel, just bear in mind that you can put 3 times more people to work in clean energy and energy efficiency, making our buildings more energy efficient, Then if you invested the same money in drilling, now which would you rather do? What's the best way of putting Floridians back to work? It's the clean energy future. It's the best deal for us all the way around. The oil companies have owned the media. They've owned the message. They've got all the money in the world. But we know that what they say isn't true. It's time to stand up. It's time to join hands.